This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, talking about this battle. I don't know what else to call it. It's a battle. Day two of the U.S. House vote on the Speaker. I saw during the break the Democrats, Kevin, are breaking out the popcorn. And tweeting out photos of themselves with bags of popcorn. Like, hey, we're just sitting back and watching this food fight here.
It's sad that we're giving them the opportunity to make that joke.
I said food fight again. I promised I wouldn't say food fight.
You know.
We have a very close battle with our listeners, and we're going to continue that through the show by text 701-237-1590, and your calls after the bottom of the hour. We're going to chat in just a couple of minutes here with Governor Doug Burgum about yesterday's State of the State address. Looking forward to that conversation today on the program as well. So stay tuned for all of that on the program we call What's on Your Mind. And we did get some good news also here just before the break. ESPN reporting that DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition, but the doctors saw promising signs of progress overnight. That's according to a friend. So that's certainly good news, something we've been watching very closely. So we'll continue to do that as well. I want to welcome to the program Governor Doug Burgum. Just wrapping up yesterday, his State of the State address before the 68th legislative session. Governor, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, exactly. And, of course, the New Year brought a mega speech before the legislature, and there was a lot of ground to cover yesterday, for sure. What was your headline? What did you hope the members of the legislature would take away the most from that State of the State yesterday?
Well, the first thing for all North Dakotans is we just have to recognize that we have to be in a state of gratitude in North Dakota. We were blessed with so many things between the people that live in our state, the people that, you know, do the work, our first responders, our snowplow drivers, the just amazing heroic work of everyday people helping their neighbors. But, you know, the blessings that we have with our between agriculture and energy, like no other state. So yesterday we talked about, you know, how we've never been in a stronger position financially. We've got an opportunity to do tax relief and start eliminating income tax in North Dakota. We can make record investments in our infrastructure, and we can do a lot of smart things on economic growth, particularly as it relates to economic development tied to workforce and everything that we can do to help support our businesses to keep growing in our state. And so those were the big broad themes, but obviously super positive and super optimistic because we've never been in a position like this in our state in terms of the number of opportunities that ahead of us and the resources to go tackle them.
We spent some time on the air yesterday talking about a number, which is the all-time high of residents as of July 1st, 2022 in North Dakota, 779,261. And people love the idea that people are leaving other states and coming to North Dakota. And, of course, you made mention in your State of the State that pretty cool that North Dakota had 2,800 more births than deaths in the 12 months ending June 30th. Talk about the significance of that.
Well, it's super significant, Scott. and appreciate your bringing it up. I mean, most of the folks that lived in North Dakota didn't know anything other than decline. I mean, we were the only state in the nation between the Depression in the 1930s and 2010 that actually shrank. I mean, we went 75 years of just incrementally lower population. And, of course, in the 1980s and 90s, it's like all the young people are leaving. And when young people leave, they're the ones that are having families. So now when we've got the growth that we have, and then you've got all of these births, that means young people are staying and our state's becoming younger. I mean, there's only one state in the nation that had a higher birth rate than North Dakota, and that was Utah, and a birth rate per capita. And there's only six states that are growing faster than we are during that same time period. So we're among the top fastest growing states. And again, that's a credit to really our private sector businesses, and whether it's value-added ag, value-added energy, the oil and gas industry. I mean, those are all creating jobs, and they're creating great places for people to stay, and we're building communities that young people want to live in and raise a family. But now we have an opportunity to do even more to keep doubling down on that growth.
Since 2010, a 16% clip increase, 106,000 residents that represents. You mentioned the equivalent of another Grand Forks at Minot, which is pretty extraordinary. Do you anticipate to keep growing? Do we want to keep growing?
Absolutely we do, because right now we have like 32,000 jobs open in our state. Those are our existing companies that are here today. They can't fill those jobs. That's like if every man, woman, and child in Jamestown times two took a job, it would take to fill what we have. And so if we, you know, even if we retain every college graduate and every high school graduate, 100% of them, take everybody that's coming out of our corrections facility and those last few hundred that are, you know, on unemployment, we still don't have if every one of those got a job tomorrow, we still would have jobs open. So we need net migration. And we know even for, you know, our farmers in the state, every summer we've got, you know, labor that's coming in on the work visas. You know, I think we had 2,500, you know, South Africans that were here last year, and these, you know, people that are coming in with CDL licenses and helping, you know, we wouldn't have even got crops off if we didn't have labor coming into our state. So, yeah, we have to keep growing, and we're competing against every other state for labor and capital, and we're doing really well on capital. There's you know, billions of dollars that wants to move towards our state, but we've got to step up our game on getting a qualified, trained workforce to move to North Dakota and keep doing the great work we're doing on getting young people to stay here.
Listener says, there's been a fear in North Dakota of corporate farming since the Bonanza Farms. What protections does the governor recommend to protect the independent family farmer and rancher from not getting gobbled up by the big guys?
Well, the little guy is getting gobbled up by his big neighbor right now, because the laws that we have right now prevent two unrelated neighbors. You know, Scott, if you and I each own a section of land and a half section came up next door and we said, let's go together and buy that thing, we wouldn't be able to do it because we're not related to do it. But, you know, I'd say keep all the protections in place relative to corporations, you know, owning farmland. Keep that protection there if people want those. But where we're really missing out, and I talked about it yesterday, is in animal agriculture. I mean, we're getting crushed by South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, all of our neighboring states, you know, whether it's, you know, hogs or feed cattle or poultry, dairy cattle. It doesn't matter at all. I mean, go down to Fairmont, North Dakota, in the southeast corner of the state, and there is a 15,000 herd dairy farm just over the Minnesota border, and there's another one just over the South Dakota border. Neither one are in North Dakota because they can't be in North Dakota because they don't, we don't allow non-related parties to put the capital together, you know, to create a business to say we're going to run a dairy farm. So now in the whole state of North Dakota, we're down to 15,000 dairy cattle. We import milk into North Dakota just for our school programs. And so there's example after example like that. I mean, turkeys in Minnesota versus North Dakota. Now we have we have $1 billion of soybean crush plants coming here, and those plants are going to be shipping their soybean meal out of state to places where they actually feed animals, because our antiquated, you know, can't farm with your neighbor law, you know, can't form capital like every other business in the state law, is preventing our farmers and their neighbors from getting together and putting together operations that would allow them to have the capital to build modern animal agriculture operations. And it's just time for, on the animal agriculture side, for that to be lifted. We got to take the handcuffs off our farmers because they can compete with everybody else. And then the other benefit, I was down in Iowa last summer and, you know, asked one of the farmers down there about high fertilizer prices. They were sky high last year after the Ukraine invasion and all the disruption on the energy side. And he said, well, I didn't really know about that. I get all my fertilizer from hog manure from my, you know, on a long-term contract from the, you know, the hog barns in this county. And so I didn't even know there was high fertilizer prices. And so we're missing out on a whole segment of agriculture. And we talk about how great we are at agriculture, but literally we are so far behind our neighboring states. And you can really only point to one thing, and that's the laws that these antiquated laws on the books that we have that don't allow neighbors to get together and build animal operations.
Short break, back with more with Governor Burgum after a timeout, talking about his State of the State address from yesterday, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation today. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Very true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. We'll continue from the Freedom Matters USA studios after a short break on What's on Your Mind. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. Great New Year specials right now. Get to MyPillow.com and take advantage of the new year of all kinds of great deals. MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Bottom of the hour, we'll return to our poll that we're taking on what you'd like to have happen with the speaker debate that's going on again, day two in the United States House. So we'll do that, finish out the rest of the hour, and one more segment with Governor Doug Burgum joining us today on the program as well. Just to finish on the ag changes you're proposing, versions of those have been proposed before and never been able to get across the finish line. Just one of those things we can't change. There have been votes on it and whatnot. What makes it different this time? What do you think gets it passed?
Well, I think two things. One, it just passed in the legislature before as recently as 2015, and then you've got organizations like the Farmers Union that lead a referral, against corporate farming, and I have extend openness from my office to just sit down with Farmers Union or anyone and say, hey, we're interested in what you're worried about, what are your fears, and what are your concerns? Because if it's about preserving an independent small family farm, this is one way to do it. If it's preserving rural communities, this is a way to do it. If you look at all the economic data from South Dakota and Minnesota, any communities that have animal agriculture have got more jobs, more capital, and busier Main Street because they're actually doing value added ag. And if we want to have towns in North Dakota that are deserted because everybody's gone south for the winter, we can do that and call that family farming. But I think we just you have to have the Farm Freedom Act is what I would call it, because every other business, Scott, you and I and your team, we could start a software company, we could start a restaurant, we could start a consulting firm, we could start a manufacturing firm, we could do all that, and we wouldn't have to get permission to anybody. We'd take the risk, make our own decisions. But, you have 3-4 farmers in a room, they're not allowed to sit down and even say, hey, let's go put together a business plan, to open a poultry, a turkey farm or a dairy operation or even a cattle feedlot they couldn't own together. And we got all of these, ethanol and soybean plants. Like I said, they're going to be shipping all of their soybean meal and the dried distiller grains from ethanol out of state. I mean, every other state, if you have an ethanol plant, there's a feedlot next to it. We can't do that in North Dakota. So I think it's time for the Farm Freedom Act. We've got to get the handcuffs off our farmers, educate North Dakota, and the bill that I know that is, going to be coming for, there's a lot of legislative support. It will restrict, down to 160 acres that can be owned by that animal operation. And so people don't need to worry about our farms being gobbled up by large corporate farms, which is a, fear-mongering thing. They don't have to worry about that because that won't even be allowed under this law. It's just targeted at animal agriculture. And like I said, time to let our farmers compete. When they can compete, we know they end up being number one. But right now, they don't have the tools for, capital access or capital formation that every other business does, and that makes no sense to me.
You talked about a shortage of workers in North Dakota, number one barrier to economic growth, and you, of course, have laid out a bold vision for what could help that situation. I was surprised to see incentivizing industries to adopt automation. Is that an example of just saying we're not going to be able to get enough workers, so we better start getting serious about more automation and needing less workers?
Absolutely it is, and Scott, we've done this, and this is one area where, again, on the crop production side of agriculture, automation has, become a huge thing, and what we've invested in Grand Sky, Grand Farm, but, there was fully autonomous grain carts operating in North Dakota this last fall that, pull up alongside the combine, and guess what? You don't have to pay, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 to try to find someone, with a CDL driver that'll come and help with harvest. And so it is, we have to keep investing in automation. I mean, I've toured places in the industrial park there in Fargo where, they probably cut their workforce. They still have jobs open. They've cut their workforce in half because of the automation they have. But then the people that they have get paid more. And so, I think the traditional concern was, if we have automation, we're going to put people out of work. That's not true. You end up creating jobs where people get paid more, and it's more rewarding work. I mean, let's say, do we need 10 more welders, or we need one person that has the understanding on how to program a robotic welder? I think the robotic welder person is probably better quality of life and higher pay, and that's one of the ways that we can, keep manufacturing in North Dakota. and keep moving forward. So we have to incent automation because we are always going to be, places like Texas and Florida got 1,000 people moving a day. They've got some advantages just relative to their latitude where people want to live in warmer climates. So we have an opportunity to lead in automation and follow, what our ag producers and others have done for the last century, really getting more and more productive.
Call with a question from Jim for Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind. Jim, quick question. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So, when I look around and see all the farmsteads in the North Dakota rural community, I don't see any small farmsteads, hardly any at all. And this whole thing of this protective anti-corporate law, I mean, as far as I can see, most of these operations are, they're corporate in everything but the name. And I don't think they don't want the competition. They don't want to have the ADMs and the Monsantos, the rest of them coming in there and outbid them on stuff, and I think they're scared. And I don't think it's the proper way to conduct business.
All right, Jim, your thoughts on that, Governor?
Well, I think that Jim's got it right. Is if someone's going to retire and they've got a half section or a section of land, and then they got another neighbor that's got a couple of sections and it's lands up for bid, the guy that already owns 20, 30, 40 sections is the guy that's going to end up winning that bid. So, I mean, the rules that have prevented corporations from owning farmland have really assisted the largest farmers in North Dakota keep going to scale. And so that's but again, what we're proposing at the legislative things is specific to animal agriculture. Because that's the place where you really have to get capital put together to build a modern dairy facility. It costs millions of dollars to put together that because those guys can't get the workforce. So, you need guys to, do milk one cow at a time, or you need to spend, the hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to have a fully automated operation like the one I went to in Oregon, which got 36,000 cows walking through on rotating platforms, twice a day. Getting milked and you're talking in that case, millions of dollars to build that kind of capital. But we've got to allow farmers and ranchers in North Dakota, whether it's feedlots or dairy or poultry, to be able to team up, put the capital together, and let's go be competitive, particularly now that we have all these feedstocks in North Dakota coming off all these value added plants.
Texter says Burgum for speaker. So trying to give you a different job there, just so you know.
I love the executive branch. I'll leave the legislative branch to somebody else. But I'm an operating guy, and love having an opportunity to in the executive branch to make government more efficient. But appreciate the sentiment.
Certainly great news on the front of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. We'll have to talk about that project another day when we have more time to dig into that a little bit. But that was a wonderful bit of a warm kind of North Dakota. It was a surprise. People didn't know what was going to happen. And at the same time, a significant $50 million gift from Harold Hamm for the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. So way to go on that, too. Governor, thanks for the time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Good chatting with you. Out of time for this segment. When we come back, speaking of the debate over speaker, we're going to return to that as well. So if you've been waiting to weigh in, now's your chance. Don't go away.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA News Update. President Biden is heading to Kentucky today, where he'll talk about his administration's economic plan and how it's helping to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear.
Today is a big day for Kentucky, for Ohio, and for the United States of America.
The Brent Spence Bridge connects his state to Cincinnati, Ohio.
This is a bridge that carries so much of the country's GDP across it every single day. And while structurally sound, was never designed for the amount of traffic that goes across it.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition, but his oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Everybody go!
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And they give us a great deal to pass on the savings to you every Wednesday. Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Puckledge. Today it's a 2017 Buick Enclave Premium. This one's all-wheel drive. Come in handy so far this winter. SUV, sparkling silver metallic exterior, ebony with ebony interior accents, perforated leather seating surface, has a 3.6-liter VVT V6 engine. How about this? 23,150 miles. This baby's like new. Loaded up, all-wheel drive, backup camera, hands-free liftgate, lane departure warning, and so much more. It is loaded. It was $33,000 today, and today only it's $32,000 if you mention us. If you tell me you heard about it from us, you pay just $23,000 with all those amenities. And 23,000 miles like a brand new car in 2017. Phenomenal. Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. See it by stopping to see him on Main Avenue in Valley City or online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Our question for the remainder of the hour is, who do you want to see be Speaker of the House? Do you want this food fight to end? I should rip through these texts. Huh? I think we're backed up.
Yeah, we got a lot of them.
Yeah. Do you want this to end and McCarthy to be Speaker and be done, or are you for someone else? That's our question. Burgum for Speaker. I guess that's someone else, right? Yeah. You think that's being a little ha-ha, funny, or should I put that? Okay.
Yeah, other. But
not,
we'll record it.
Okay. That's what you're saying, record it. Someone is asking why we're not streaming on Facebook. We're streaming today. Maybe didn't get to Facebook.
No, we're not streaming, and we're not doing the video because super producer Chris Larson, our director, is off today. So, but we are streaming online with the WCFG KTGO app.
There you go.
Or you can go to the websites.
Lester says, it seems like the 20 were bought by the Democrats to keep Jordan off the judiciary witch hunt, and which is where he can be the most effective. Yeah. That's going to be for McCarthy. You can't keep Jim Jordan off of that committee. That should have started yesterday. First hearing. Let's go. Can you even wait for Jim Jordan to be the guy that has the gavel after all we've endured?
And knowing how everything just crawls and creeps along in D.C., any time wasted is just wasted. Like, it's like they triple down on wasted time.
Another says, I bet the Democrats are just sitting back watching us destroy ourselves.
Oh, they are.
Oh, they're having a field day. Where's my Chad Pergram? Chad's a producer for Fox News, and I watched his Twitter feed pretty closely.
He's kind of an up-and-comer. They're bringing him in front of the camera a bit, too.
They are, and they have been for a while now, but, yeah, more and more, you're right. Their caucus chair, GOPers being unable to pick a speaker, what does he say? This is who they are, meaning of Republicans. Crisis, confusion, disarray. This is a crisis of the Congress. It's a crisis at the hands of Republican dysfunction. Yeah. So, there's more, but you get the idea. Sani Hoyer, the Republican Party is deeply divided. Deeply divided. Congress is deeply divided across the nation, which is why they have been so ineffective over the years. It's why John Boehner left. It's why Paul Ryan left. And why McCarthy's having such a tough time becoming the leader. Some of it I agree with. You got to govern.
Say, there's the problems right there.
You got to govern.
Yes.
So you're right. They are. All right. How much longer do we need to hear Newsmax on the Trump versus DeSantis poll? I hope not until 2024.
Yeah, get Chris Ruddy on the phone. There's other stuff they're doing that's more important, I think, too.
Let me tell you how Chris Ruddy works.
He's the guy that runs Newsmax.
He is. A lot like Mike Lindell. If you run an ad for towels and you put it on these 10 places and you get X amount of towel sales, you keep it going until it doesn't work anymore. So that poll is being effective. This is why Chris Ruddy and Newsmax is running it. Am I making sense, Kev?
I'm in his mind, I guess. I mean, I can see where you're trying to make the case for him.
I'm not trying to make a case. I'm telling you how he does it.
How he does it, right.
Yeah.
I get it.
How he does it is, you know, he's got 10 different scripts that he could use, and you keep running it until it doesn't work anymore. Then you go to the next one and trying to find it.
I would message him and say it's not working anymore. I mean, if I knew the guy, I would say, dude, this is way too early. No one cares about DeSantis himself could care less about any of this conversation.
But here's the deal. It is working because people are submitting their DeSantis or Trump poll submissions to Newsmax. So in his eyes, it is working.
Okay.
You and I don't like it because we're sick of hearing it. Right?
Right.
And also thinking, and you know, DeSantis.
And it's irrelevant to me.
DeSantis isn't even a candidate yet. Yeah. Trump is. You know, is it too early? So, anyway, I would say fairly soon into the new year, probably
things will
change. Right. It is his dime. This listener says McCarthy is not the answer. We need fresh blood. As for Jordan, remember this. Washington didn't want to be president, but he did what was best for the country. McCarthy and McConnell are swamp. Nominate Bobart. I'm just going to put that down as an other. I actually think when you talk about the Washington example.
Can Lauren Boebert win?
No.
Then why nominate her?
I agree.
That's the answer to all of this. It's great. I mean, these are all wonderful people that would probably do a great job, but that's not how the park operates.
You have to get 218 votes.
You've got exactly. What are we understanding about this?
Right. Now, Kevin McCarthy is 20 votes short of 218 votes. Rough numbers there. So, guess what? Process has to continue to play out. But I think Kevin's point is, Boebert, you can't get the votes. At what point do you say, okay, I can't get the votes, so I'm going to vote for this guy?
And I'm no expert by any means on the process of the Congress, but I listen to people like Mark Levin and Hugh Hewitt and the guys that are the people that really are. And I'm quite surprised that guys like Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy and Lauren Boebert aren't. You know,
They're raising money. They're making a fortune off of this. This is what, you know, Ryan Zinke said it, Montana congressman. That's why Mark Levin has said, look, they went in and asked for chairmanships. They're trying to hold McCarthy hostage. So I think this is more feathering their own nest than it is, I don't want McCarthy. And so that game's over, isn't it? Can we play a different game now? Can we get on with get Jim Jordan with the gavel? Let's go. By the way, all the new members of Congress that were newly elected but haven't been seated yet, they haven't been officially sworn in yet, and their families are there for this. So think about that. Your families come out for a one-day swearing in, and it's, okay, we got to go back to bed, kids, in the hotel room. We'll do it again tomorrow. So this is, it's time for this to be done, in my mind. All right, I'm going to go quicker through these. I want a conservative House Speaker who will be able to convince the entire House to vote against Democratic policies. Oh, by the way, that Speaker needs to be a good president, as he or she is only two idiots away from the presidency. Right? Right now, Kevin McCarthy has convinced 85% of the caucus that he should be Speaker. So, is that who you're talking about? I don't think so. So I'm going to put you down as another, but something to think about. They should do like Newt Gingrich. The majority wants Kevin McCarthy, so vote with them and quit being a thorn in the side and start getting something done. Tired of all the squabble.
Amen.
Amen. Vote for McCarthy. Just one day, an establishment talk host around the country are already acting like the sky is falling. They talk like Tarzan and act like Jane. I think it's the 20 holdouts. For two more votes, the 20 becomes 50. And at that point, McCarthy steps down and a real conservative can be nominated. All right, you're for another. I've been saying this since the moment it was obvious there was going to be a debate, so I don't know if you're talking about me as a talk show host, but this topic goes back to days after the House majority was secured with 218 votes. Lester says, Scott, I'm confused. So this group wants Jim Jordan, but Jim Jordan doesn't want it, and he nominated McCarthy. Now McCarthy and Jordan are talking to each other on the House floor. Jordan can't say, hey, I'm going to talk to these guys and tell them to stand down. I'd really like to know what they are saying to each other. I'm really confused. What they're saying is these knuckleheads are going to continue to do what they're going to do. That's what they're saying to each other. And they're just, it's chit-chat between votes, in my mind. That's all it is. Listener says, what the Republicans are doing is giving the media excellent talking points on how the Republicans can't even manage their party. So how can they manage a country? That scenario was all over the media yesterday. This is why it just needs to end. It needs to be done. Absolutely. End of story. Needs to be done. We're wasting days. We could be doing oversight. Another. The new Speaker of the House needs to be seasoned in politics and someone willing to meet in the middle to get things done for the American people. The Speaker of the House is the third most important political figure in the U.S. There's the President, the VP, and the Speaker. Get it together, Republicans. Get it done. That's what Donald Trump said, wasn't it? Close the deal. Very telling language. Donald Trump doesn't say anything, as you and I know, Kev, that doesn't have some real meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's saying close the deal, what he's saying is, I get what this is, a negotiation. This is a, I want, you have something I want, I need your vote, what are we going to do? Close the deal. Another listener, at a time when conservatives have a very tenuous hold on any kind of power in Congress, this is not the time to be divided within. We desperately need to come together and be prepared to fight up to 2024. Put McCarthy in, hash out the differences in committees. United we win, divided we fall. Heard that somewhere before, and it has a lot of truth to it. Don't you love our listeners? They are the best. Last chance to weigh in. Call us, 271-1100. And more of the text. I'm going to do the tally on the text during the break here so we can get to a number of what our listeners want and what's on your mind. Do not go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How about a little home cooking today? PetroServe USA. Waiting for you for lunch today. If you're thinking, I'm a little bit hungry, starting to think about where lunch is going to be, and then think about the three or four places that you always go and have the same thing, and you get back to the office, and it's just the same thing. PetroServe USA awaits with home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Like, ready for this? 45th Street in Fargo. Swedish meatballs. Your same old is not going to have Swedish meatballs. Just not. Valley City has them too, or lasagna today. Beef and noodles in Harwood. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue. Tater Tot Hot, downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak. Salisbury Steak. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. Ulam has orange chicken. Paul's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
All this talk about this, I'm going to give you a different take on it.
Okay.
This is called democracy in action. This is what happens when you have two groups of people in one party that are trying to decide which way they want to go. And you got to remember, and this is kind of a Rush Limbaugh angle, I think, the media is going to criticize us because they think they got a crack in the armor. But the Republicans are going through what actually should happen versus when the stooling Nancy Pelosi was put up there. She just walked in and said, thank you, I'm the leader. There was hardly ever any disagreement with her, even though there were people in her party that didn't like her. They just went along and told the line. Now what you're seeing is the way it should be, which these two groups are fighting to see who's going to have power. Now, do I trust McCarthy? Nah, maybe 65%. When Paul Ryan calls or tries to send messages or all these mainstream Republicans to get involved, that's a bad flag for me. I don't like that. They didn't like Trump, and they don't trust him. And McCarthy has to work with McConnell. I get it. But we need a House Speaker that looks at Mitch McConnell and says, Mitch, I'm leading the House. We'll tell you what we're going to do later. I don't want to do what you're doing. So let them fight it out. They're going to find somebody eventually. And I don't know, maybe you can clarify this, but I've heard McCarthy doesn't want to release all of the January 6th committee stuff. And I hear that's one of the talking points. But I'm just saying, this is democracy in action. And I think it's good to see because Republicans are going to show their true colors and what they really want. And that's my take on it.
Yeah, I think this is a risk-reward deal. The reward side of this is letting democracy play out, getting the best possible outcome. Mind you, it isn't just newspapers that are saying this stuff. It's Mark Levin, it's Donald Trump, it's Newt Gingrich. There's a lot of solid conservatives that are critical of the fact that these five are doing what they're doing. So, I'm not siding with the swamp. I'm siding with what I believe are rock solid conservatives who have got a job to do. And the longer this democracy plays out, the less time we have for getting work done, like the January 6th committee, like investigating the Biden administration, getting to the border, turning Jim Jordan loose on the FBI and everything else. So, how long do you let that go? But is your outcome in the end, do you have one or the other, or you just want it to play out and let it play out?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And I guess if it does happen, we'll see how efficient they are, and if they can get it done like Donald Trump did.
Amen. You know? Appreciate the call, Paul. Thank you very much. Texter says, I don't know why you automatically believe everything the establishment says about moving the goalposts and wanting to feather their own nests. Mark Levin is the last person from the establishment. That came from Mark Levin. Again, I don't think that's establishment. I don't think this is media. The people that we absolutely trust. So check out Mark Levin's Twitter feed about what has gone on in the way of horse trading and some of the things. One thing I...
Mark Levin is about as establishment as I am Amish.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. So don't buy that one at all. George Carlin used to talk about the illusion of choice, says another listener.
Yes, he did.
We're all being fooled. This is not a choice. This is being forced down our throat. If McCarthy stepped down, would someone else get the votes? Of course they would. These are scare tactics.
That's a great reference on Carlin, too. Is that, well, if you haven't seen that stand-up, I would watch it. It's really, really good.
Swamp is just as bad as the Democrats. Maybe we lose this to the Dems. It'll wake up the Republican Party. Well, that would be a travesty, because this is all we have. That's what worries me. That's why I go back to risk-reward. All right?
Completely off this topic, though, I looked up at the monitor and saw a shot at the border. Isn't it ironic that our border is now being guarded by Chinese shipping containers that they're putting out in place of the wall? There's a Chinese shipping container sitting right there.
Yeah.
I just find that completely ironic.
Trump says, do not turn a great triumph into a giant and embarrassing defeat. It's time to celebrate. You deserve it.
Make some calls, Don. Come on.
Kevin McCarthy will do a good job and maybe even a great job. Just watch.
Get the kids in line.
Yeah, that's what the Republican Party doesn't have right now. It doesn't have that person that can pick up the phone and make a difference. All right, let me look at my chicken scratching here. And these are the amount of calls and texts in favor of McCarthy. 5, 10, 15, one shy of 20, so 19 there, okay? And for Jordan, 5, 10, 15, 16. How about that? And not just Jordan. That was anybody. So the calls and texts we had today.
Pretty close.
19 for McCarthy. Get this done. 16 for
the 20.
Somebody other.
Yeah.
Yep, very interesting. And they'll start debating this right now on the House floor, and we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Polls keep showing a very tight race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. This could be the biggest political battle ever. Now Newsmax wants to know what you think. They're conducting an urgent poll asking if President Trump should continue his run for president again. Or is DeSantis better? Vote in the Newsmax poll on Donald Trump. All you need to do is text the word ZONE to 39747. Again, that's the word ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I watch Newsmax for the news I can trust. Newsmax is carried on every major cable system. If your cable system doesn't carry them, call them and demand it. Be sure to vote in Newsmax poll on whether Trump should run again. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.